This show is brought to you by ERN. Entertainment right now.
Well, you're listening to Inc. Radio on the cover this month, the April edition. Launch fast, launch lean. It's never been easier to start a business, and here's how it's done. It's on page 84. And the young guys that are on the cover, I love young entrepreneurs. They're just the courage, the character that it takes to launch into business these days. I just think it's great. And Inc. Magazine does a great job of chronicling and showcasing some of these rock stars of business. Our guest right now is Jeff Sinney. He is with PricewaterhouseCoopers. Recently, there was a study by PricewaterhouseCoopers that show the young people lack basic financial skills needed to succeed in life. And Jeff talked about something there. It says about 70% of teachers in states like California, for instance, don't feel qualified to teach financial education. Nationally, the numbers are just as dismal, with 92% of K through 12 teachers believing the subject should be taught in schools, but only 12% are actually tackling the job in classrooms. That is scary. So coming back to you, Jeff, first of all, again, why did you guys, I mean, what was the genesis of this study to begin with? I'm interested in that.
We have a five-year commitment that we made to youth education that we're just about to complete, which is 1 million service hours and to reach 3.5 million kids and educators. And we've reached our 3.5 million kids and educators, and we're about 100,000 hours short of reaching our goal. And we're now, we do these surveys every year to figure out what's next. And are we helping to, change that reality for many of these kids? Mm-hmm. And so it's a long-term commitment of PwC in the youth education space. And this is the fourth or fifth time we've done something like this.
It's interesting, you know, with this $15 an hour, you know, minimum wage looming around the country. And you think about the illiteracy when it comes to, you know, how to handle money and how to deal with life and being fiscally responsible and all that. Young people today, if you start paying them $15 an hour, I don't know that it's going to make things any better. I think that may be an enabler to them. You know, it's like saying, hey, you really don't need an education in this regard because we're going to pay you $15 an hour and all you got to do is serve up some fries. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think, you know, the lack of appropriate curriculum in the school systems, 72% of the educators surveyed found that there was a lack of curriculum. 67% said that they were the lack of qualified teachers. And ultimately, I think 68% said that they needed take-home materials to share with the parents. I think it leads back to your point, which is a lot of the financial literacy lessons have to be taught in the home. But I think it has to be a synergy, you know, or a collaboration between the school and the home, because the things need to be taught at a kind of academic level, but then the kids need to be able to see those practices taken into account in their home, because otherwise those good lessons will evaporate.
And I think, too, there needs to be more entrepreneur, interaction, you might say. In other words, if dare I say us, because I'm an entrepreneur, if us entrepreneurs could give back a little by talking to young people. Like, you take a billionaire, you're like, look what my kids used to love watching Shark Tank. And all of a sudden now they're becoming, you know, young sharks. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's funny to watch. And Marcus Lemonis, the prophet, these shows on television are actually doing more good to educate young people than I think what's happening in the school. And that's part of what the problem here is, what you guys are talking about. Now, I've got to take another break, so we're going to continue to carry this over. Gosh darn it. I mean, we really have to do something, people. And I do believe it starts at home, but I'm glad that the folks at PricewaterhouseCoopers are doing these kind of these studies, because kids and money, you know, most of these young kids are just clueless, and it's sad. When my kids' friends come over, and I see them driving a brand new car, I think to myself, man, that parent is spoiling that kid. So starts with the parents. We'll be right back. You're listening to Ink Radio.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.